It's time for The Drive on TSN 1200, sending you home with everything you need to know about sports. Now with Matt Conisvita, here's Lee Versage.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Drive here on TSN 1200. And if we're going to get everything that we need to you, we're going to have to do it quickly, Lee Versage and Matt Conisvita. Why? Because the Senators pregame show with Steve Lloyd in an hour from now at 5 o'clock sends in MSG to take on the New York Rangers after falling to them here at the CTC on Wednesday night. The San Jose Sharks will be in Ottawa tomorrow. We say good afternoon to Matt Conisvita. Matthew, how are you? Very busy day.
Oh, I'm doing terrific. Doing terrific. It's busy, but busy is good. I mean, it's better than the alternative. Imagine if we had like nothing to talk about and had to fill an entire hour-long show. But instead, still, like madness in the group stage at the World Cup. An African side in Cameroon defeats Brazil for the first time ever. It's the first time ever that Brazil has lost to an African team at the World Cup. You have the analyst on our radio coverage absolutely hammering the Cameroonian player who scored the goal because he took his shirt off. He was celebrating so much, and he was already on a yellow card, so he got a second yellow card. He's out of the game. And, the analyst on our coverage, not given much credit to Cameroon, even though they beat Brazil today.
Yeah.
But
well, they needed another goal, and you know, to be able to go and do
they
that.
They also needed Serbia to tie Switzerland, which didn't happen. But
so
still,
even Swiss and the Brazilians are in Cameroon and Serbia out.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've got my abacus out as I try to keep track of all of this.
Yeah, lots of drama this morning, too, with South Korea hanging on. Uruguay needed another goal against Ghana. They couldn't come up with it. They beat them 2-0, but they are out. And the Republic of Korea are through, which was very dramatic. But we got a lot to talk about. The Red Blacks have a new head coach, and he is the interim head coach. Last year, announced today, Bob Dice is the full-time head coach of the Ottawa Red Blacks. Bob Dice was on earlier with Steve Lloyd and Kenny Walls. You can catch that at tsn1200.ca. But we will have the general manager, Sean Burke, on in about 15 minutes from now to kind of go through the process with the general manager and why he and the rest of the staff decided that Bob Dice was the right man to lead the Ottawa Red Blacks into the future. And Matt, I think, you know, we saw what Bob Dice was able to do at the end of the year. And although not a lot of wins, he had a ton of player backing. Now, that doesn't mean that he was necessarily the right guy for the job, but Sean Burke, with a very thorough process and ultimately deciding that Bob Dice was the right guy. And I'm interested to talk to Sean. I thought he was very powerful at the press conference earlier, saying that there are a few members of every group that are the heartbeat of the group. He's hoping to be a part of that heartbeat, but he is fresh. He is just a year into the job. But Bob Dice was one of those people that was the heartbeat of the Ottawa Red Blacks, chosen as the new head coach today.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not as deep in with the team and the CFL coverage as you are, of course. Do such a tremendous job with Duke on the pre- and post-game shows all season long since the Red Blacks have been in the CFL. But you could hear it. And like when he took over as interim coach, we had him on the Red Blacks radio show. He was at the quarterback club, I believe, at one of them. And you listen to him talk, and it's like, that guy is a coach. That guy is a leader of men. That guy is, you know, the voice in the room that players will follow. And we've heard that from some of our player guests that we've had on the Red Blacks radio show, on the Drive, on at the quarterbacks clubs. And I know that's not everything. There's more that goes into coaching than just having the guys be on board and follow you. But it does feel like, and I heard a bit of Sean Burke's press conference, and looking forward to our conversation with him coming up a little bit later on in our hour-long show today. But the fact that he pointed out, you know what? I heard the players. To the players, I heard you. But that wasn't his sole reasoning. Really, you know, I think goes a long way as well. I think there's a lot to really, really like about this hire. And I think brighter times are ahead for the Ottawa Redblacks.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, there are a lot of players that were there. And the players that, you know, weren't there, I know, you know, I had some of them reach out to me to be able to express how happy they were. And that's great, as you said, that the players are, they seem, you're never going to have 100% of backing from a group that's that big. But I think he certainly has the majority. I don't think there's any doubt about that, regardless of what the number is. But now the players have to step up and show that. And that's through, you know, hard work and talent and all of that stuff. But the foundation seems to be set where Sean Burke has come in here and he's tried to evaluate. I think he tried to give Paul Appelese every way to succeed. I think it was quite clear from fairly early on that it wasn't going to, but he gave him probably more rope than he should have, but he gave him a lot of rope. And I appreciate that from his point of view on what he was trying to do and not as a guy that would come in and have all of the answers. I don't think that Sean, and he's been, you know, at our quarterback clubs as well. And from everything that I know about him so far, he doesn't seem like somebody who's there that wants the spotlight, that wants to be the person in charge and loves to be the person in charge. It's about the group. It's about the partnerships and the relationships that you have with some of the people in the organization. He went out of his way earlier today to state that. And look, this is a cutthroat business. Professional sports is a cutthroat business, and we know that. And when people feel threatened, some people get very protective of their spots. And you understand it. It happens in all forms of business and work. But in professional sports, it happens a lot. And I really believe in knowing Sean a little bit, knowing Coach Dice a little bit, and seeing how they relate to the players, to each other, to people within the organization, that this is going to be a really good relationship and partnership to do what's best for the Ottawa Redblacks. So I think that's a great foundation to set. And I think fans should be pretty happy with it. But there's a next step, right? And the next step is to find your coordinators, to re-sign or sign some talent. They got a lot of work to do. And ultimately, to start showing better performance and more entertainment on the field that's been an absolute disaster over the last 3 or 4 years. So for this team, I think what they've done today is set a foundation that a lot of that can be possible. Still a lot of work to be done, but when you get the right people in place, your chances of improving go up dramatically when everybody's kind of rowing in the same direction. And look, it's now in the past, and for the Ottawa Redblacks, they are moving forward with Sean Burke as the general manager and Bob Dice as the head coach. I think they're tremendous men and tremendous football men. But previously, unfortunately, I'm not sure that Oseg set everything up that everyone was rowing in the same direction all the time. And for the fans who don't care about a lot of the behind-the-scenes thing, they want to believe in the GM and they want to believe in the head coach and they want to see the players perform, and ultimately they want wins and they want entertainment. But when everybody's not rowing in that same direction, it becomes really tough to have sustained, continued success. I don't know if they're going to be any better next year or the year after or the year after that. I hope they are. I feel like they've set a foundation, Matt, today to be able to achieve that. But again, whether I think that or you think that or people around the organization think that, you have to perform on the field at some point, right? You gotta win a game at home. You gotta entertain fans. You gotta be a playoff team. You have to give people hope. And I think that started today with the naming of the head coach of Bob Dice.
Yeah, you hope so, and certainly the indications you get are that that's where we're headed. I wonder if there will be any negativity from the fan base because Bob Dice has been with the organization as long as he has, and home wins have been so hard to come by for as long as they have. But I think this is a really, personally, I think this is an absolutely, like, a slam dunk hiring. I think it's a fantastic move for the organization, and I think the fact that now you have a GM who has brought in his coach and he's made his decision, the fact that he got to evaluate this coach as well towards the tail end of last season, I think goes a long way. This certainly, to me, feels like the Red Blacks are on the right track.
Yeah, and look, we know Bob Dice a little bit, and I don't really know Mark Washington all that well. I don't know Corey Mace that well, who were the other two finalists. So we're a little bit biased in this market because we've gotten to know Bob much more than the other guys. And it doesn't mean the other guys weren't qualified. But as you said, if this is Sean Burke's hire, so there's no more, you know, Sean Burke came in and inherited this and inherited that. If he was going to hire somebody after firing Paul Appelese, he deserved the opportunity, in my opinion, to go out and go through a process and hire his guy, regardless of whether that guy was with the team or not with the team or wherever that person was. Sean Burke should have been allowed to do that. He's gone through the process, and now he's done that. And it happens to be somebody that was within the organization. I think that says a lot about him too, because he didn't just come in, have previous relationships, wait for things to go bad, and hire whoever he wanted to hire. Maybe on the day that he got the job in Ottawa, he always had somebody in mind. He left it open. He wanted to learn. And I think it's quite clear that he let himself go through the process because he didn't really know Bob Dice a year ago. I mean, he knew of him, but he didn't really have a relationship. He had relationships with other people. And it would have been pretty easy for Sean Burke to come in here, and maybe he had, before he ever got hired, somebody in the back of his mind going, you know what, this guy is going to take a team to the next level, and if I could ever get this person to be at the coach if things went wrong in Ottawa, then that's what I'd do. But he didn't do that. He never did that. He just allowed himself to go through the process, and that does impress me with the general manager. So we'll talk to him here shortly. And obviously, Matt, coming off the loss for the Ottawa Senators, you talk about an important weekend for them. It's starting to feel like a real important weekend tonight and tomorrow for Ottawa, and maybe DJ Smith specifically, because this just can't continue. And we've talked about it all week, but Ottawa's going to have to figure out a way here as a team to get back in the win column, and that's going to be difficult at Madison Square Garden against the Ranger team that they just lost to, and then back-to-back their first of the year against San Jose tomorrow night at the CTC. So, we'll take a break. Matt Consvita with your first look at traffic and weather. We're back with the general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks, Sean Burke. You're listening to The Drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Well, Matt Consvita, well done. Welcome back to The Drive. Lieber Sage, Matt Consvita with you. And the right stuff. I think that's what Bob Dice had in the eyes of the general manager of your Ottawa Redblacks. We welcome Sean Burke on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Sean, how are you today?
I am great. It's a fantastic day. You guys just got the 80s music intro, so I guess all is good.
Well, how could you not like the right stuff? I mean, clearly Bob Dice had the right stuff. First of all, heard you at the press conference earlier. Just tell us again about the process here and why Bob Dice, in your mind, is the right guy for this job.
Yeah, the process obviously started when we made the decision in season for a coaching change, and it began practices, talking to contacts, and just coming up with how we're going to look for this coach and what we're going to look for. And, you know, we obviously had some internal must-haves, and we just wanted to add value to the evaluation and get some input from people that did it. And then obviously it was putting together a candidate list and following through with the process of getting to know each and every candidate, and then ultimately that led down to the final three and then a selection of Coach Dice. So very thorough for Coach Dice. I can appreciate that. Probably a little more time-consuming in terms of waiting for it, but he allowed me to go through my steps of what I know is a very important decision for this organization that I don't take for granted. So in terms of Coach Dice, you know, I've talked about it. Leadership personified, a guy that people just love following, even more a great person that people just want to be around. On top of that, when you add the ability for how he can teach and what he can do and the difference he can make both in practice and on a game day, just excited to give him this opportunity. And I think he'll run with it. I'm excited to see what he brings. I know a ton of what he wants to do, and it aligns with what I see, and I'm just excited to move forward as the 2023 Ottawa Redblacks.
You mentioned in the press conference, I thought it was really interesting, about that with every group, there are certain people that are the heartbeat of the group, and you hoped at one point that you would be part of it, but you're still new and fresh, and you said very clearly that Bob Dice was one of those people that was the heartbeat of the Ottawa Redblacks. Why did you say that?
Because it's the truth. you know, it's just something I feel strongly about, that there's certain members of the organization, and some of them aren't as well known as others. It could be an equipment manager, it could be someone on the business side, but there's people that when you look at successful organizations that make that organization know what it's about, from the culture to the expectations to the work ethic to the love of the organization. And you know, from the day I stepped in here, I saw that in Coach Dice. It doesn't mean it always has to be the head coach, but when the head coach is part of that, I think it'll be a lot easier to draw success and hold everyone accountable to a standard that he sets.
The process for you. Before you came on, we were discussing, and you know, I gave you a lot of credit when it comes to, you know, you could have come into this organization, and if something didn't go right with the person who was in place, and that was Paul Lapolis, you could have in the back of your mind had somebody who you thought was the right guy, but you allowed yourself to kind of go through this entire process to find who the right person would be. What was that like for you, and what were some of the things that went along in your process that ended up with Bob Dice as the guy you selected?
Well, I think one of my strengths, and everyone has strengths and weaknesses, but one of my strengths is the ability to observe, and that's what scouting is about, and that's what management's about. And I felt when I first came in here, I wanted to take an observation role of everyone and everything that's going on here. And what became clear and identified is Bob Dice is someone that drives everyone in the organization, and to get more through the process of understanding him, that starts with building trust, and it started last off season. you know, he's a valuable member along with Coach Lapolis and Coach Benavides and the personnel guys of putting together our free agency boards, our draft boards, and just getting to interact. And naturally, a head coach and a general manager have a lot of conversations with the special teams coordinator. Usually his roster is the most affected by injuries to the offense and defense because he's pulling guys on and off of special teams and different starters and whatnot. So you're in constant communication with him because he's got to manage 4 to 5 different units at a time with basically the roster he's given. He doesn't get a choice. So to go through that, and then, you know, you take the next steps of seeing week in and week out where we face some adversities, obviously. We weren't as successful as we wanted to be, and the special teams coach is the only coach, with the exception of the head coach, that gets the full attention of the room in his meetings, and to see him install his messaging and hopes and beliefs to the team during those periods. And then, obviously, the last 4-game stretch when he was given the reins, and to see the changes he made daily on the practice field, how we conduct business on game day, and just the buy-in of the players.
You mentioned as well that you heard the players and that, you know, it didn't come down to necessarily what they wanted, but you did hear them and how much support that they had for Bob Dice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to know that, you know, and I think a lot of people in this business know that the coach-player dynamic of what maybe some people see as how it is or how it was a long time ago isn't the same. And you got to have a give and take in relationships, and coaches have to have give and take in presenting what their thoughts are, getting some feedback. And the coach's biggest job is drawing the line in the sand of saying, this is how we're doing it, after collecting all that feedback. And it's very much the same with the general manager. It's part of what's important to me is collecting feedback. I definitely knew there was a lot of support by Bob, but I'm going to draw the line in the sand of what's the best decision for the organization, because that's what I'm being paid to do. And if it meant not going with Bob, I know the players would have followed me and respected the decision. But when you hear from them and you see it with your own eyes, it makes it a lot easier to make that decision.
Sean Burke, general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks, hiring Bob Dice as the permanent head coach of the Redblacks, joining us here on The Drive. And I'm sure with every candidate that you had, they presented a plan to you on where they were going to go and some of the coaches and the staff that would come along. Can we expect some announcements when it comes to coordinators, or like where is that now that this is done? Because obviously that is still a big part of where you and your team are going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big part of the evaluation process, for sure. It's something I identified when I introduced Bob, and something I talked about at the end of the year, is I felt the leadership and ability to cultivate a sustainable culture, the ability to put together a coaching staff that can form relationships and teach on the field to our players, and then obviously the day-to-day and specifically game management of the head coach. So when it comes to the staff, much like when lots of announcements are done in pro sports, ripple effects sometimes happen fairly quickly. I expect that there could be some news in very quick order. We're working through that stuff. We're trying to put together the pieces. Some come together quicker than others, but we've identified that we need some important pieces here to help us be a successful football club.
And I think for a lot of fans that want to know that Bob Dice, you will hire an offensive coordinator, correct?
We will hire an offensive coordinator.
Okay. A lot of people, you know, wanting to know just about the difference between the two. So for you, and like how long this process has been, we were talking before about the foundation, and it seems like now with you having gone through this process and now selecting Bob Dice as your head coach, that your team has a really good foundation. But for fans that want that to translate onto wins on the field, you know, how long do you think that that will take now that you have your head coach in place and hopefully some coordinators soon to be able to, you know, get everything ready for next season? Because obviously there's a ton of work to do with where this franchise has been.
Great question. You know, I first addressed the foundation, and the reality is, if you're talking foundation, you're talking building, and putting a house together, the strongest part is the foundation. So you have to work on that first and foremost. So we start that process from today with constant communication with our players and setting the expectations of what we expect when they step in our building for day one of training camp. Training camp's the biggest time that you can really install the vision, the blueprint, I call it. And that's where you can really set your framework for the year. So we're a long way off from there, but between now and then is a huge period of time where we obviously will have to put the nucleus of our team together, but on top of that, make sure we're constantly communicating in the off season. You know, we know what we want to be here. Coach Dice has said it publicly. I've said it publicly. We think we're a team that can achieve more, that should have achieved more, and we're excited to take on this challenge. I'm not in the prediction business by any means, but we know what we look for as a football club. I've stated it publicly. We want to be a team that competes for division titles each year, competes for home playoff games, ultimately gives us a chance to compete when everyone's looking to win, which is the Grey Cup.
I love when you answer questions, too, that aren't presented to you. So I didn't have to ask you for predictions. You just kind of said that you're not and then exactly what you're looking for. That's perfect, Sean. I love that. the process for you, probably too early maybe even to ask you this, but to go through it and now that you've had a chance to be able to go from the beginning until the end, is this process what you thought it was going to be before you started it?
In terms of the coaching search?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've gotten to know me well, Lee, and one thing I am is a planner that likes to have certain steps in place, and I wanted to follow the steps that I felt were needed to get to a decision that made me feel great. And I think the organization, from ownership level to my management level and to my colleagues, let me take part in that process, but let me independently get to where I needed to go. Ultimately, it was my decision. They didn't want to influence decision. They know it's a big decision for the general manager. So I liked how it was laid out. We, you know, when I made the move to the culture change in the last 4 weeks, one of the things I said is it gives us the opportunity to get a head start to work on this and not have to rush into it when making a move shortly after a year or whatnot. So I thought it gave us that advantage. It obviously gave me advantage to work with Bob in a different realm, but it also gave me the advantage to take a lot of time of reflection of what exactly we're looking for, to talk to people who I trust, both internally and externally, to give me a sounding board on what we're looking for. And I think we arrived at a great decision today.
So looking forward, what's on the agenda for you now? I know probably a million people have asked you about this, but Lorenzo Molden's name keeps coming up.
Yeah, well, I said it after the year is when I talk to coaches, I tell them they have to have huge input into our day-to-day roster because they ultimately have to believe in what we're doing. So one of the reasons we've been less active to date since the end of the year is to make sure we have the coach in place and he's on board with everything we're looking to do. It's hard to be given a roster when you're just hired and say, here's your guys, and not have input. So I thought that was very important. It's how I work. It's how I always see that relationship with the head coach, general manager is not a hierarchy. It's a partnership. We're in this together. For him to be successful, I have to do what he needs out of me and vice versa. So I think I'll now turn to, in short term, putting his staff together, helping him with that. What I mean in help is basically getting them under contract. The coach will always have the call of the staff. And then it's starting to focus on the players. In terms of Lorenzo, obviously I go way back with him. I know that he wants to have the ability to secure what he deserves as a player. And I respect that. I've always respected it. It's why free agents have the ability to see what's out there. We will be in constant communication as we already have. And I'm just excited to try to keep Lorenzo a member of this Red Black organization in the Ottawa community.
Well, by hiring Bob Dice, you probably have a really excited special teams hoping that they want to be a part of this team. I do want to ask you one more thing, because you mentioned at the beginning of your press conference about two people in particular. And I thought it was really interesting of you to bring up both Joanne Pollock and Dan Rambo, who have been here and for a very, very long time and care about football. How important and why were those two important for you as the general manager to help you along?
Well, I think just the legacy of Joanne and what she means in this community, and unfortunately I haven't got to spend as much time with her as Dan, but you know, I see what she says about us, how she supports us. She understands the process. Her love for the Ottawa football community is great. And now that, you know, I'm a little more settled in the community and have a full off season, I really want to cultivate that relationship. I think it's important. She's a pioneer, but most of all, she's a football person who cares about the Ottawa community. And then Dan, you know, he's obviously involved in the hiring process, but me and Dan go way back beyond that. We've always stayed in touch. And again, he's always very respectful of checks in if he could come to practice and come in their facilities. And I'm like, you're part of us, man. You know, the more good people that you can have around, you shouldn't feel threatened by that. You should feel enriched by it. And that's what I am, is I'm a guy that wants to include them, because ultimately I believe we're going to have a lot of success here. And I want the people that have been along for the ride to enjoy it with us.
Sean Burke, congratulations. I know that this was a tumultuous season and probably a crazy process for you, but ultimately you get your guy in Bob Dice, so you have to feel really good about where the organization is going. We very much appreciate your time here this afternoon on a day that you introduced your new head coach.
Thanks so much, Lee. Have a great weekend and talk soon.
All right, there it goes. Sean Burke on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Gabriel Pizza, the official pizza of the Ottawa Senators. Interesting interview there with Sean Burke. And as we go to break, this just sort of coming across, Matt Conisvita, you just passed this along, that the Saskatchewan Roughriders, according to Dave Naylor, our TSN CFL insider on each and every Red Blacks broadcast, says the Saskatchewan Roughriders have reached out to Kahari Jones, but sources say he is likely bound for the Ottawa Red Blacks to become offensive coordinator under Bob Dice, with whom he worked in Saskatchewan in 2012 and 2013. Dave Naylor has just put that out on Twitter in the last few minutes. So maybe that is still to come. Sean Burke did mention that something sooner rather than later would be on the way. And maybe that sooner rather than later is Kahari Jones, according to Dave Naylor. We'll take a break and we'll look ahead to the Sens. Pre-game show is at 5 o'clock. Steve Lloyd has it for you. Ottawa in New York to face the Rangers at 7. Dean Brown, Gord Wilson with the call right here on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to the drive. Lee Versage, Matt Conisvita with you, and not very much time.
You like Ace Frehley?
Yeah, not really.
Well, the Sens trying to get back in the groove, yep, as they're in New York, so I, yep, thought I'd back, no, in the New York groove.
Yeah, I understand why. Matt, just because I don't like some of the things you do, it doesn't mean that I don't understand why you do some of the things you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you enjoy the NKOTB.
You almost didn't get that out.
I almost said T-O. I almost said N-K-T-O-B for some reason.
Kids on the block with the right stuff. Some texts coming in. One says, good interview, Lee. Kahari Jones would be an awesome hire. Another one says, please mention to Mr. Burke, congrats on the hire. We still need an offensive coordinator that can help right the ship. The organization needs to mend fences with Hank Burris. I'm not sure that there is a divide between, you know, Henry Burris, who's coaching in Jacksonville right now with the Jaguars. So I don't think there's a divide there. But, yeah, I don't know how people feel about Kahari Jones, but that is Dave Naylor's speculation. And with that, I think comes a guy with a lot of experience, a guy that has a lot of respect. And, you know, Matt, I think I would be leaning on the fact right now that it's really weird, right? There's a bunch of texts in here about, you know, looks like a great choice for Bob Dice. And then there's some other texts in here like, oh, just recycle guys over and over, guys that have had chances that have not succeeded. And it's like, okay, well, I don't care whether the guy is coached three times or he's never coached. Is he the right guy for this team now? And Bob Dice has been the interim coach twice. He's never been the head coach. Some people look at that as a positive. Some people look at that as a negative. But he's been around the league a long, long time and has seen everything there is to see in the league, and he has respect from everybody. I think that's a pretty good foundation. I really do.
Yeah, and that's why I brought up in the first segment of the show. We're in the first and final hour of the show. How weird is that? Just that I'd be intrigued to know how fans feel, because like, you're obviously closer to the team than most people. I follow them professionally, and I do work at the games, but not directly with any real members of the organization. But I think we all have gotten to know Bob Dice a little bit over the years and feel like this is a guy who's ready. I think special teams coordinators seem to be more prepared to make the jump to head coach because of just how always ready they have to be.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't think that's as big of a leap. I wonder if Kahari Jones does end up joining the organization, as Dave Naylor has been speculating, if that'll change the way some fans feel that, you know, you've got a guy who does have experience as well as a head coach on this coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, as we've said, I think it's a pretty positive day for the Red Blacks organization. And we both think, I think we're on the same page that Bob Dice is a tremendous hire. And
well,
great to hear the GM as well.
And last thought about that is, look, I don't know if Bob Dice is the right hire, and I'm not saying that he absolutely is. I think there are some things that I saw from Bob Dice as the head coach that I'd like to see him improve on, but there's no perfect candidate, and everybody's going to come in if they're not a head coach in the league right now. Like, Mike O'Shea is considered the best coach in the game. He just lost a Grey Cup. So every coach that would come in would have something that you would go, ah, okay, well, maybe this needs to be worked on. But yeah, you set the foundation around that guy and you try and move forward with the entire group.